approaching a golden age of virtual reality. A new report from market researcher TrendForce says the total value of the VR market could hit $70 billion by 2020. That would be 10 times what they expect the industry to generate next year. Here with me to discuss, Eric Romo, founder and CEO of Altspace VR, and Ebbe Altberg, CEO of Linden Lab. Thank you so much for joining us. So when I heard that number, I thought, that sounds really high. What do you guys think?
I think it's really reasonable.
They actually said that that was an understatement, that they actually think it's going to be higher.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I think the way we look at the market is that virtual reality really is a new computing paradigm, just like mobile was, just like PCs were. And so as we look forward to 2020, there are going to be an awful lot of companies that you'll look at and you won't say that's a virtual reality company. They'll be outside games, they'll be outside entertainment, but they'll be using virtual reality technologies to enable their business model and their value proposition.
Ebbe, what do you think about the timeline?
I think it's reasonable as well. It's going to take a while, the next couple of years, for people to get hardware in their hands to be able to consume these kinds of experiences. But the power of it is clear. We've been running Second Life now for 12 years, so a lot of users have already started to create these kinds of experiences, and virtual reality will just take it to a whole other level. And last year alone, creators in Second Life cashed out $60 million from creating virtual experiences and businesses, and that's just, you know, a small beginning of what's to come.
Linden Lab, of course, the creator of Second Life. Now, I was recently speaking with Brendan E. Reeb, the CEO of Oculus, about this very question. Of course, they're hoping to get their headset out early next year, long awaited. But here's his take on virtual reality and when it will be mainstream.
We definitely believe that the mass market, there's going to be a lot of adopters, early adopters of VR. But if you're looking at the kind of smartphone scale, if you're looking at, you know, billions of users out there, that's going to take a long time.
Okay, so he says it's going to take a long time. Now, in terms of getting hardware into people's hands, you know, I've been lucky enough to try Oculus and Sony Project Morpheus. Google Cardboard is the only thing I own, and it was cool for 10 seconds until it fell apart. So, you know, these, you know, headsets are quite expensive. Who's going to buy them?
Well, gamers will obviously buy them early on. Specialists that need them to do their jobs more efficiently, if you're in the business of architecture or other situations where you have to be able to visualize 3D space. Mm-hmm. Companies that want to have more effective meetings will be able to have them in virtual reality. So for specific reasons, people will get them much earlier. General consumer adoption will take longer, but there's a lot of niche special businesses that will be able to take advantage of this to do business much more effectively.
Eric, do you see a tipping point? Is there going to be a tipping point? Is it when Oculus comes out?
Yeah, I think that's too early for the tipping point. I think you hit on the crux of the problem, which is that there are certain pieces of hardware that are going to be available, but they're relatively niche. If you look at Oculus, you need a high-end PC to run it. If you look at the Samsung Gear VR, you need a Samsung phone to run it, and the newest ones at that. Google Cardboard, as you said, is a very short experience. And so the first forays into the market will be things that you'll use for small periods of time that probably will have relatively small adopter bases. But what they're going to be useful for those companies, is learning what the right user experience is and iterating for the next version of the hardware.
Now, Ebbe, you know, when you guys first started Linden Lab, the goal was to create a VR sort of system, but, you know, you couldn't find a commercially viable option. Like, what's different this time?
Well, the hardware, the immersion of it makes it instantly a much more appealing experience. Also, a lot of learnings, a lot of technologies coming together. What we did 10 years ago was quite early. And so technology is catching up so that it's possible to create these immersive and comfortable experiences that you just couldn't have done even 5 years ago.
So what do you think, Eric, are people going to be buying more of these, like, more expensive headsets like Oculus, or do you think something more like Cardboard, a better version of it, cheaper headsets are going to be what takes this?
Yeah, I think over the next year to 18 months, the numbers, the scale of the market is going to be in the more mobile things, for sure. It's just an easier sell. If you're already a Samsung phone owner, it's $100. If you're interested in virtual reality, though, and you're not a gamer, you're probably going to come in through that mobile pathway, just because spending $1,000 to $1,500 to $2,000 on a PC is probably outside the scope for most people in the space. But we do think that there are going to be value propositions that appeal to non-gamers that are going to get them wanting to buy hardware and finding the right pathways to buy hardware. And so it's really just a matter of time.